And joining us now, we've got Barry Tipping, who's going out and doing the rounds as 6 miles north. And this stuff is incredible. We're going to speak to Barry in a second. But first, have a listen to this. When you're coming home.
So when you're coming home, be at my door. So when you're coming home, to be at my door. All I ever wanna see right now is your smiling face. All I ever want to see right now is your smiling face. So when you're coming home to be at my door, so when you come. See right now is your smiling face, your smiling face, smiling face. So when you come. Face.
6 miles north, Barry Tipping. Barry, how you doing?
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Oh, fine, fine. You walked in the door and I thought, I know this guy. I mean, because you used to be in a band called Shadow Talk.
Yeah, that was a while back now, yep.
Now, to tell people about Shadow Talk, there were big things being talked about for the band, and various record companies came in for you. You recorded with Paul McCartney and George Martin.
Yeah.
I mean, that was as much as anybody did. So why didn't it end up in world tours and number one albums?
I can't, you know what? See, at that stage of things, you're at a stage of your life where we're young. It just didn't all feel right. Nothing just fell into place. There's a few things that might have happened that didn't happen, and you just have a look at it and you go, things maybe just aren't right. So it just didn't all fall into place. So that wasn't just the right time.
Because you were certainly mixing in the right circles for a while.
Yeah, it was a real, you know what that was, it's a really brilliant experience to go through that, and then you have a good look at it and you think, okay, is this the right time? Maybe use the experience for a later day, you know, and certainly with stuff the way it's happened.
But that was very, very philosophical of you to be able to sit back and take that view. A lot of people would spend their lives just feeling so frustrated, and, you know, like, the Pete Best syndrome might kick in. Oh, it nearly happened for me. And, you know, it might take over them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I was very, I don't know, maybe it was naive, but very comfortable. And when I came home, I never had any regrets about anything. Never had any regrets.
Well, that's brilliant.
And then what happened was, after I sort of had an illness when I was late, a couple of years ago, but I thought after that, you know what, I'm going to give this a go, because now is the time, maybe, that the time is right.
Yeah.
So I went into the studio and recorded for a year, not knowing what was going to happen, Johnny. You just go in, you do your work, you feel, okay, I'll give it a go. And, well, it seems to be well received, what's come out.
Did you keep writing all through the years?
No, didn't write at all.
Did you fall out with music?
No, I didn't. You know what? I rediscovered it in a way that whenever I started my career, I wrote all the time. And you know what I did? Whenever I stopped writing, I actually sat back and listened to more different types of music. And I enjoyed that. And I think over the years then, that's maybe what's given me the hunger to get back into it, was actually sitting back and listening.
Right.
And not trying to write music that you know the people would expect of the time. And it just gives you a different perspective whenever you're listening to so many different...
Yeah. Tell us, for people listening, how old are you now?
I'm coming 50 on my next birthday.
No, and again, I'm not trying to rub that in. It's no just problem. To give people a sense that you did have a big tilt at it a couple of decades ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're 50. It's not too late to get back on the horse, as it were.
It doesn't feel like it. It feels like this is right. This is right. It's the material as well, where you're feeling comfortable with the songs that you're writing. You're not trying to write songs. It used to be kind of, if you didn't have a certain sound, you weren't going to get anywhere.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter now. You just record.
You were always, I mean, if you, a lot of bands or record companies would have told you, chase what's popular. You have to mimic what's in the charts. We want more of that. And
yeah,
that was doing nobody any favours.
It wasn't doing anybody any favours. A lot of people did that. But with the stuff that's been done now, it's just been done at home with no expectations.
Yeah. But having said that, Mike Batt, his company, and Peter Gabriel's Real World have been commenting as well.
Whenever I started in the studio, I say about a year ago, you're coming to the end of maybe writing some songs. I got them out there, so I did. And to my surprise, Dramatica in New York come back, which is Mike's company, and they said, we really like this. And you're kind of going, are you sure?
Yeah.
And they did. So I was very nearly going to sign to Dramatica in New York again. But the person that I was dealing with moved on, and then I just wasn't sure again. I needed to be careful what I'd done. I was lucky with the Peter Gabriel thing. The main song on the album is called Still Waiting for the Revolution. They really liked that. They felt that there was a synergy there with what Peter Gabriel was doing. But again, Peter's moved on to do something a wee bit different now from what he was doing at
But at least you're getting a nod. From
yeah,
the,
it was
the
good
right
to get, because
kind of
it was totally out of the blue that people were coming back and going that they really liked it.
And you're just back from, what is it, South by Southwest, probably the biggest showcase of talent that goes on in the world.
It is, yes. We were out there last week with the Northern Ireland delegation. They go out there and it's like a trade mission to showcase Northern Ireland talent. And boy, there was some Northern Ireland talent.
I mean, in previous years, Snow Patrol have played this, The Answer, Divine Comedy, people like that, you know.
It's a big
it's
show.
It's a massive thing.
It's a massive show. We had, as well, we didn't play the showcase. We were out there having a look to see what goes on. But we had the Wonder Villains playing the showcase. We had Cashier Number 9.
Great bands, yeah.
Cashier are great. But the Wonder Villains, you know, really, really stole it. They were great. So they were.
As for yourself, when various delegates or whatever had heard your tunes, were they expecting a teenager to come in with a guitar under his arm?
It's funny that, because people are saying that it's very of the moment.
Yeah.
But it wasn't written.
Exactly. When you hear about people like Ed Sheeran and all of that stuff going on, you know.
Ed Sheeran was out there playing in a club, you know, out there. He's not that well, so everybody's out there trying to do their...
Yeah.
But no, the feedback is that it's very of the moment, which is just a surprise. But I think that's just going back and being honest whenever you're writing.
Well, good stuff. It's really good to hear you again. It gives me a wee spring in my step. It's like, yes, there's hope yet. You know, it doesn't mean that once you reach your mid-20s, you're dead and buried and there's no hope for you.
It's not. There's always a time.
Because
it's just picking what's right,
we keep getting told that image is all important in the marketing, and the companies won't deal with anyone who's, you know, over 21, and they have to be able to sell posters and t-shirts. Yeah. You know, it's all this thing you keep getting told. And it's reinforced all the time on TV.
Yeah, but that's only a certain part of the market. And
yeah.
I think with the internet now, with Facebook, you know, with different, you know, the music can just travel. If the music's good, it'll travel.
Yeah, well, good stuff, mate. And the album's called Still Waiting for the Revolution. I'm looking forward. I'm going to get home tonight and just, it'll be, give me peace. I'm going to sit in a room and the kids will be thrown to bed early and I'll just, you know, sit and listen to this. I'm
going to get into the revolution.
Yeah, exactly. So the website, 6milesnorth.com, folks, and it's S-I-X. It's not the number 6, 6 Miles North. Why 6 Miles North? What does this refer
to? Whenever we were looking at, we had the music there and we were looking at a name, we didn't want to pigeonhole it in any particular genre. And we saw this, there were actually a book called 6 Days North.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a bit of a journey. The music sort of is quite cinematic. And we just thought the 6 Miles North thing just fitted where we were with the music.
Okay, well, listen, you're going to sing a song for us now.
I'm
what
going
is
to
it?
Say, yep.
What's this called?
This is called Skyline. If I gave you a whisper, would you give me a smile? If I promised you everything,
Would you promise to stay for just a little while? Maybe I'm a, maybe I'm a, maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I'm a, maybe I'm a, maybe I'm a fool. In a day or a lifetime, if I could take just one moment, and I could steal you to be with me. Do you think I could steal you from the other side? Maybe I'm a, maybe I'm a, maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I'm a, maybe I'm a, maybe I'm a fool. And the skyline keeps on burning, and it's killing me. I'm killing me.
Stuff, brilliant stuff, Barry. Oh, you've still got it, big lad.
Thank you.
After all these years, I'm sort of trying to justify this from my own comeback. 30 years later, okay.
I'll get in there. I'll get in. Play guitar.
Okay, good man. I'll hold you to that. Any gigs coming up?
We have a few festivals coming up that we're sort of just placing at the minute. It looks like we're going to play a Sunflower. We have a few things in the Cathedral Quarter as well. Couple of things maybe in America that we're looking at. We're just waiting to see with a really nice feedback from Peter Buck from REM.
Yeah.
So we're just waiting
name
to see
dropper.
Him that as well. Aye. So, yep, sorry about that.
No, listen, far away, mate, listen.
So, no, it's all, yeah, we're right at the beginning of it. The album comes out in about 4 weeks. So we're trying to build now.
Keep us posted, mate.
Thanks very much.
Good to see one of the good guys getting a turn.
Great to see you as well.
Thanks,
thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.